Wells, we hear you say, right?
Who?
Adam Rose.
Adam was.
I mean, you did announce it a couple of times last week.
Yeah. Hi, Adam. Hello. What just happened? Just lost the call. I called him and I hit answer. Okay, ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim and Top Rich, Golf Gimel. Lenila, so Amr Ashrei Vikadish, Ven Amr Ubalatian. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you said Ashrei and Ubalatian before Mincha, so you don't say Ubalatian again, but you do repeat Ashrei because you're supposed to always start a tefillah with Tech Dibre Torah. So you have to say something, so you say Ashrei. According to our meaning that we didn't say Ubalatian before, so you would say both of them now. Hagoba Kark Safti, the minute when you didn't say Ubalatian, Lomer Ashrei Ubalatian, and Kadam Nila. Sukkot Na'aluf Kadam Nila today Lahavzik Bo Bein Tfilas Mincha La Tfilas Nila. So you want to have an interruption between the two, so we say Ashrei. Beis Man Tfilas Nila Kashachama Beresh Ilonis. The appropriate time is when the sun is ripe by the trees. Keshe Yashem Oisasamach Lashkias Alchama, and this way you'll finish Nila right by around sunset. So the chazan doesn't say all of the piyutim in the middle. You don't schlep out of the chazanas, ooh, you know, that type of stuff. So preferably, the mechaber says you should finish before shkia. We'll see the mishaber about that. And there are more ads. We say chasima. Okay. So it's Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Beis. So what does he have in mind over here? Kashachama Beresh Ilonis. Who Ezo's man Kadam Tfilas Shkia. So the Mechaber, remember the Mechaber we discussed before, the Mechaber understands Shkia. There are two Shkios. There is the Shkia where the sun dips below the horizon. And there's another shkia, which is much later, which is when we say that the sun has moved into like the other part of the sky totally, and then it starts getting dark. Which is, according to the Ben Otam, that takes place normally 58 minutes after sunset. The sun goes below the horizon. So now, which shkia are we talking about over here? So he says this, Rosh Ilonis is, let's say, 20 minutes before the sun goes below the horizon. So if you start Nila then, you'll have a silent Shemoneh Esrei, and Chazor Shashat, so you'll finish by the second Shkia. Mashakosav, Shiyashtim, Samach, Shkia, Sacham, Ano, Sev, Shkia, Shusheh, Sekachav, he means at the all at the end, when the sun is totally setting. So according to the Magen Rambam, it's not even the second shkia, but it means seis. So you want to finish a little before that. You want to finish samach letzeisa kachavim. In other words, you should not continue neila after it's already seisa kachavim. V'yesh armer shiachel maharich lahamshik tefilas neila gam balayla. They hold no that you could actually continue davening neila. After Seisa Kachavim. Even though the Ikra is like the first opinion that you should finish by Seis. And the Minig nowadays is to continue like go like the second opinion. Fine. However, you should start when it's early. That you should possibly is, you know, do as much as you can to try and get it earlier. He points out, but not before Plaga Mincha. You can't start before Plaga Mincha. So Hayom Yifna, the day is going to leave. The day left already is, so that's improper to say the day is going to leave when really the day left already. So you look at the Shaar Tzion involved. If it is actually you're actually running late, you should actually change the language of the piyut and say the day has already changed to recognize that reality.
Where is it?
Sure, see an involve. Okay. Fine. Bay Gimel, Barmer, Bemakam Kasayim, you say Chasmeinu. Chekim Gila Buksayim, Yemri Vachasayim, Vachen Yemri B'Sayim Farkayim, Nizokher B'nei Chasayim. Kimin Ilohu HaChasim is HaGzardin. Shit the Rosh Hashanah, Kog B'nei Adam, Atayv Al-Ra, this is the Chasim. Mizorah Zorah B'Til, so a person should try and do this Tfilah as properly as possible. Ki tachlis kol aser yemei atshuva hu yom kippurim. The culmination of all aser atshuva yom kippur. Tachlis yom kippurim hu tefilas nila. Shekol alachar rechisum. Everything is finally decided by the how you end. If not now, when? Even you feel weak, you should gird your loins. Person should daven with a clear and very focused mind. And do tshuva. And a person who will make the attempt, the Russian will help him, and he's going to a chasima toiv. It's improper to have the goy light the neiris. You know, they didn't have electric lights, so the candles, for the most part, will have burnt out from the night before. Maybe they'll have one or two very large candles or something like that, but everything else is burnt out. During the daytime, they have daylight. Now it's already dark, so it's hard to see. So for the piyutim, they would need somebody to light, so they would have the goy lights. So that's improper to do that. What you can ask the goy to do is take the ones which are still lit and spread them out over the different areas to spread the lights. Does that mean rock shoes to shoes? So the mir la'akum to move the lit candles is moving something which is muksa. So that's mutter. Menachon shuvi every mekipur miyazmin akum is that you should arrange a goy from beforehand. You should also have the goy available. Shema b'yom kippur miyazhava eza dover machmas riboy haneiris. They use to light a lot of neiris for yom kippur. So you have a goy available in case something happens that you should be on hand. He should be able to avert a fire. Fine. Sif Gimel im Chal b'Shabbos Maskebor Shal Shabbos. We mentioned Shabbos in the Ilah. Even though this tefillah is not a tefillah which would be normally found on a Shabbos, so you might have argued there's no need to mention it, but that's not true. You mention it anyway. Aval bevidui shel achar tefillah ein mezkirin bo shel Shabbos. You say as yom tzom kippur mazeh in the vidui and then the Shon Esrei, so you do not need to mention Shabbos. Vani mil yachid aval sheikh tzibur kibim shemar b'sach tefillah so. He says that out loud, Maske B'Shal Shabbos, he must in Shabbos also, but if he didn't, we don't make him go back. Sif Katan Dalad, Maske B'Shal Shabbos, Kedarsha Maske B'Shar Tefillah Sayyom. You mentioned in the Chasima, Mekadei Melech Machevel, Mesech Lav Venesen, 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 Melech HaKol HaOretz, Mekadei Shah Shabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yam HaKippurim. So you mentioned Shabbos over there also. Even if you would extend your tefillah into the evening, since you started earlier, so you mentioned Shabbos. You already mentioned Shabbos and you said the bracha. So there's no need to mention it again. Well, okay, Sheikh Tiber came into Armor of Vida Besechat Filo, Tarla Haskibashal Shabbos, but Tahaib Talta in Ashmirosh, Kadashim Haskibashal Yamakipurim. He says it in the middle of the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha, you mentioned Shabbos at the beginning of Tarbachat Tonu, and you gave us Yama Shabbos, as Yamakipurim is there, and you finish off with Makadash Shabbos, Yisrael Yamakipurim. So in the middle of that bracha, you're going to mention Shabbos again. So that's where he says the Havdot, where he says the Vidya of Avtahiv Dalta and Ashmin Rosh. He says that during the middle of the fourth bracha. We say it all the way down the Shemin Esrei. So you already mentioned Shabbos, made a chasim of bracha on Shabbos, no need to mention it again. Kedar Shemazgav Hashem Yipur. But Kedar Shemazgav like anywhere in that bracha, you mentioned the two together. If he didn't mention over there, bezeh. What does bezeh mean? Climber. Bezeh avidu. So it means atavachatano. He said Shabbos and Yom Kippur. We got to the vidu. He forgot to mention Shabbos at the end of the bracha. He said Shabbos. If he forgot Shabbos totally, including in the chasima, then he has to go back. Okay, Dalit says Sif Dalit. Omer Keser Kamoy B'Musaf. So by the Nusach for Svardim and Nusach Svard, as they say that the Kedusha of Keser, so Keser is said by Benila also. Mishav Rosh Katan Zayin, Mekam Mishav Omerim Naritzcha, Mosav Omerim Gan Kam Benila. We say Naritzcha. Poskan Oren the Chol Tefilas Benila. The meaning is we open the Oren and we leave it open for the whole Tefilas Benila. Now, just talking about that, so they raised the question over here in the Masav Dirshu in regards to standing when the Oren is open. So Mikra Adim, when the Oren is open, there's no chiyuv to stand. Mikra chiyuv of standing is when the Sefer Torah is moving from the Oren to the Bima, from the Bima back to the Oren, so it's out, when it's moving, there's a chiyuv of amida. When it's in its makom, it's lying on the bima, or it's in the oren in its makom, there's no chiyuv. There is, however, a minig to give kavod, and we stand at that point in time. So it's a minig tov, and therefore, if a person is a person is weak, etc., a person has a need to, it would make sense that a person could sit. Because not Mikra Adin. One place which comes up more challenging is during Simchas Torah, when the Sefer Torah are dancing around, then there's a chiyuv to stand. So it's one of these, you know, wonderful fakert minhag olam is, you know, people do is connect the halacha. When the oren is open on Yom Kippur during the Elam Mikra, then you can sit. Ah, chas v'shalom, I should sit. The oren is open, right? When the Sefer Torah is moving around on Simchas Torah, which is the chiyuv gomer to stand, oh, I'm tired, I gotta sit down, you know. So it's one of those strange things amongst the many.
Did we talk about that with Simchas Torah? We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, and then I could get there before this in Chastara either, at the rate we're going. Okay. Hey, Sif Hey. Noisin Kapayim and Nila, there is a minion, Duchani by Nila. That's a Mechaber. Ramos, a minion, but then it's Elo Shalom Noisin, Lisa Kapayim, Vermim Avinam Alken. We don't do Nasis Kapayim by Nila, but in Nila, we just do it by Mosa. Okay, Mishaburas and Cotton Chas. Noisin Kapayim and Nila. Hainu. The Nesis Kapayim is by day. So, because it's compared to Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash is by yom. So we don't even get duchening when it's still daytime. I will kvar choshko, enos kapayim. We've already got dark. There's no nesias kapayim. And the Shartzion Yerala points out even ben shmoshes is going to be questionable. So he raises an interesting question. He says, to take a look at Shartzion Yerala. Filim who ben shmoshes sarchiyin the iskish l'sherus. Sherus being in dafka yerim border. So we compare nesias kapayim to avoda, and avoda ben shmoshes avoda is not acceptable. So the Chayish Nivarayoyim for Nesis Kavayim also. Fine. V'hinei Yodua. Sheyesh Trey Ben HaShemoshes. We know that there are two different calculations of Ben HaShemoshes. Echa Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, Echa Ben HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yosi. The more is a Mechloikas Tien Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, when Ben HaShemoshes is. Kind of Rabbi Yehuda Ben HaShemoshes starts immediately when the sun sets, according to our understanding. And continues for the time it takes to walk 3/4 mile. So let's say for 14 minutes. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes. According to Rabbi Yosi, that's still halachically daytime.
Ben HaShemoshes, according to Rabbi Yosi.
Rabbi Yosi learns that Rabbi Yosi's
stars come out. Right?
No,
gets dark.
Well, so Rabbi Yosi holds that Ben HaShemoshes starts after those 14 minutes, 13.5 minutes. You want to be exact, and it lasts for a very short period of time, and then it's nightfall. So we don't use those numbers because those numbers were set for Eretz Yisrael around the time of the equinox. We're further north, our higher latitude, and we're, you know, so we say it takes maybe 40 minutes, whatever the number that we say it takes, whatever that number is, according to Rabbi Yossi, the first calculation, so let's say you say that that's equivalent of 8.5 degrees, which is one of the understandings. That's where the 8.5 comes from. So in these parts, 8.5 degrees,
8.5?
That we say that the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon is when it's seis. So 8.5 degrees runs between 39 and 49 minutes after Shkia, depending on the time of the year. In the summer, in the deep summer, it's 49 minutes. Around the equinox, it can go down to 40 to 39 minutes. And then somewhere in the middle of the winter, it moves to 43, 44, 45. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that whole time is Ben HaShemoshes. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's Yoyim. That's Yoyim still. When is considered Lila? It's considered Lila only after that, when that time is reached. According to him, there's a very, very minimal Ben HaShemoshes. He says it's like a blink of an eye. And then it's nighttime. So now, Ben HaShemoshes is a Suffolk Yerim, Suffolk Lila. So the Chur we have over here, a Sveik Sveik. First of all, could we pass it like Rabbi Yossi? So it's Vada Yom. And even if it passes like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Suffolk Yom. And he's Masa Ben HaShemoshes, it's a Suffolk. So in Hidon HaMachmirim, Lina Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Lina Shabbos, Kama Devorim, we assume Ben HaShemoshes starts immediately. After the Bezei Yesh Balavachi Dasar Ben Otam, Siyato Dal, Le'er Chatz Yishol, Kodim Sizichobim, Enro Chesh HaMasal Yom. And we have the Ben Otam that on top of this, who holds the whole thing, it's Shkiyas Bechlam at the time you start from. After the Yesh Lahokal, Lina Nisiz Kapayim, Nech Shavino Le'yom, Kol Shiyesh Adayin Chatz Yishol, Kodim Sizichobim, Ritzorach Yun. So he raises that as a possibility. He said, "Sir, here the Ma'aseh Minig is not to do duchening after sunset." Okay, let's go back to Mishabura. It's already dark. We don't do nesias kapayim. The iskish nesias kapayim. Lavoda the chesiv l'sharsoy l'vorach b'shmoy. Lavoda who dafka b'yom. Chen mazman kotzer. Yom rapiyutim achra tefila kadesh yia nesias kapayim b'yom. So. According to the minhag of the machaber that they're nosek kapayim, let's say our children that they duchen by nilo, they have to get the duchening before sunset. So if it's running late, we'll skip piyutim. But they don't daven marav till seis. So after nesias kapduchen, which is the end of chazar seshatz, they take a very long time with the vino volcanoes and Shem Elokim and the Shema till it's time for Sesechom and Tadam, which by Ertzil is not so late anyway. It's 30 minutes maybe, but they have about 25 minutes that takes them for the last part of the davening. So they could add some of those piyutim actually at the end if they want.
The point is you don't know how to at the beginning. You have to assume that it's going to take longer than you thought, and you don't want to run over because it's matriarch people?
Well, they do chumayor, they do chumaymunila, so they have to get the duchening before shkia. So now they got duchening before shkia, so duchening is right at the end of chazar sashatz. There's one more paragraph and you're done. So now they're not going to marv till half an hour. They don't need people. They use that time for everything else. So the Savina Makana, they do pasuk by pasuk, and they extend that part of the tefillah.
There's also less time.
Right, it's about half an hour though before they daven marv usually. So half an hour is a long time. Just take all your Savina Makana, Hashem Elokim and Shema. So that's the still takes right. We don't do it even in daytime. We just took him by Musaf. They come and tell me, why is that? Since sometimes it gets to nighttime, so we never do it. So we say the nusach of Barchena Babrocha. Rabbi Vina Makena Yud, a feel of Chal Bashabas, a feel of Huadayanyam, and they should Gemar Din. Even with Shabbos, even with daytime, we got to say it. You don't say it now. When are you going to say it? Yeah. Vav. We say Hashem Elokim seven times. Pam Achas Shema Yisrael. B'shalosh Pamim Baruch Shem K'vam Chazal Olam Vod. So we say Hashem Elokim, Shema, and Baruch Shem. We take him Tashrat. The minhag is to do it. Tkiyah is Tashrat. They just do a long tkiyah gedolah, which is that's what they do in these parts. That's what they did in Tells. Actually, we just did a tkiyah gedolah, and remember the first time they came here, they did a tashrat. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, you're doing the minhag of the mechaber." We say the key is done after Kaddish. So the Aranker minhag is we do it after the Kaddish. Yud Aleph, seven pamim, a tam. Why seven times? Lalas the Shekhinah from Shemisal, Lalas the Malah Meshiva Rikim. So we know that the Shekhinah came down to be here during Yisrael Shemichua and Yom Kippur. The Dershah Shem Behimotza Kruba Yosef Korov, because Baruch was Korov. That period of Kodesh Baruch being Korov is ending now. So as it were, the Shekhinah is going back up high, and there are seven Rikia that the Shekhinah is going to traverse to get back up high, so we say Hashem Elokim seven times. Fine. B'toikim, atam shu simen l'siluk Shekhinah l'malah, that's also in the indication that the Shekhinah has went back up. Shenem ra'a olo kim b'tshuah, Hashem goes up with tshuah. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter to blow this tekiah. They didn't say Havdolah yet. Even in your tefillah, you haven't said Havdolah. Why is it mutter? The Torah says that tekiah shofar is chokhmah ben malacha. So even when they asked it, they didn't answer it along the lines of a iser of malacha. They asked it along the lines of it's something else you shouldn't get involved in. So for the tzarek, we're going to be making. But he would say over here that we should not do when it's Vara Yom. We have to wait for Ben Hashmoshes. So Ben Hashmoshes, you combine the fact that Ben Hashmoshes is a Sofik. So and there's an opinion which holds there's no Isra Shuas Ben Hashmoshes. Now that's clear by the Shuas of Arab Shabbos. There's no Shuas Ben Hashmoshes. We pass like Rebbe. Shuas Ben Amati Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah before and Shimon Gimel brought. Or Shimon Beis Shimon Gimel brought a machlokes about that. If there's a din of Shuas Ben Hashmoshes and Motzi Shabbos, for this purpose we're going to be Mekel. V'chein Noigin, we say it. We blow it just at Kia Achas. L'achas Shekalka Minu Shabbos Ashliach Tzibra Hakol Shana Habav Yerushalayim, and we say that the Shana Habav Yerushalayim. That's in Tav Reish Chaf Gimel. Okay, Tav Reish Chaf Dalet. Mispalam tefillas arbis or havdolah b'chenan ados. You daven marbi, you say havdolah. Mr. Burr said, "Now, if spelling tefillas arbis, why only Abba Simon Reis had a gimel sif aleph uba Mr. Burr Hashem." So that we'll see in a second that you we have an issue of being moisim mechel al kodesh. Bay circle moisim mechel al kodesh. We should wait a little bit. So it's referred to wait that little bit before you daven Maariv, if possible. Beis gam yitziyosa only el shom sif beis mishabur bir loch hashom. So the din of Tosefta Shabbos applies not to just Erev Shabbos but to Motzei Shabbos also. So you have to wait till there are three small stars in one area in the sky. That's how they would calculate it. During that time, you can't do any of the elements of Yom Kippur, either Malacha or Achila, would be Aser. For Tosefos Yom Kippur, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, there's no Shir. But once you daven Maariv, so that's it, you've done. So Malach is now mutter, Sicha is mutter, Nils the sandal is mutter. Rak bechilu shtia sur an acher havdala ben in bechal bechal ben shechal b'shabbos. However, there's a locha mitzah hilchos havdala that we don't eat before havdala. You can't eat before havdala. Regards to drinking, the Mishabura throws in shtia. Mishabura passing before in Simon Ruf, in Simon Reis Sadi Tes, that you're allowed to drink before Avdolah. You can't eat before Avdolah, you're allowed to drink before Avdolah. So, what about Matiyam Kippur? So, even though you haven't said Avdolah yet, so meeker than your person could drink then. So, that's the case that we have, a lot of times women have waiting for the husband to get home. It's a long wait till they get home. A woman is having a difficulty. So there's no problem with her drinking at that point in time, but even though she hasn't heard of Dola yet. It would be preferable, some places say you have to say Baruch HaMavdol. Say Baruch HaMavdol, you'd be allowed to drink at that point in time. So therefore, a person is B'Shas Adchak, a person could rely on that. Okay. Sif Gimel. Now, dealing with Kais, when Ein Mevarchin on the Besamim, I feel Im Chal Yis B'Shabbos. So the Mechaber says we make Avdolah, we don't say make a bracha on Kais, on the Besamim. Mavdilim Dalit, so cut and Dalit. Mekamer Shem Mavdilim B'Besek Knesset Al Kais B'Chol Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov. Gam Achshav Yavdol Ashiach Tzibur. So we do it in Motzei Yom Kippur also, even though it's not Motzei Shabbos. Yatim in a kais lekatan, you give it to a child to drink. Og af legodol mishum iskavan lotzis b'dolah zor. A person is going to be yotze with avdolah with the sheikh tzibur is going to go home and make avdolah again. He's not being yotze now, so he shouldn't drink yet. So if he plans to be yotze with his avdolah, fine. But if he doesn't plan to be yotze, he should give it to somebody who's being yotze or to a katan. Psamim, the mechaber says you don't say. I feel him when it's Motzei Shabbos. I feel him Chal Yos B'Shabbos of Cotton Hay. Mishatama Bracha Kedei Lo Hashi B'Sa Nefesh Menei and Neshami Yaseira Sha'ochel Lo. Why do we make the Bracha? Because the Neshami Yaseira left. And you feel bad, so you need to give yourself a good whiff of something to feel better. V'ashu B'Yom Kippurim Lo Hoya B'Sa Neshami Yaseira and they have a tainus. But on the tainus, the Neshami Yaseira's purpose is to facilitate eating. Didn't make sense you should have one in Yom Kippur because you weren't eating anything. So that's the logic of the Mechaber. The meaning is that you do say, he brings over here from the Bach and the Tazimogan of Rum. There's nothing wrong with doing it. You don't have to change the meaning of Mokum. So you can do it on your own, but you don't have to change the meaning.
Okay,
So you don't say the Vinoyim and Vatal Kodesh, but the Yitzalucha, you always say every Motzei Shabbos. If it's Dalet, Mavorkim al Ur. Now, you make a bracha on the Ner. So now, in case with Motzei Shabbos, that's Poshet. Like any Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha on the Ner. So with this situation, over here, on regular Yom Kippur, it's not on Shabbos like this year. So what exactly is the bracha on the Ner for? It's Ner because you couldn't use fire on Yom Kippur, and now you're able to use fire again, so you're making a bracha on that change of status. So when Mevorachim Motzei Shabbos, Yom Kippur Malah Ur Shetziyo Me'atim Yin Avonim. So if you just made a new fire now with flint, you lit a new fire. Since fire wasn't here, that you refrained from using. So, oh, now I can use this fire. It just came now. Obviously, you couldn't use it before. It wasn't here. So it has to be dafka, a fire which was here before, which you refrained from using, and now you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're able to use it. We'll see what that means. You couldn't use it by day. You couldn't use the nair. Now you're able to use the fire to cook on, to light something with, etc. Motzei Mekipurim. Al Ur Shehitziyoy. Who Adin Kashitziyoy Men Ati Gofris. Shekorn Shvebalach. He used the match. Chokei Agavno. It's all a problem. Mani Shtana Yom Mekipurim Shabbos. So what's the difference? Why Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos? Shum the Tam Shavarachim Al Ur B'Motzei Shabbos. Shedal L'Zecher Shenivra Ha'or B'Motzei Shabbos. Or fire was created B'Motzei Shabbos. So we make a bracha on the creation of the concept of fire. How was that? Shalom Rishon Hikish Avoni Motzei Shabbos Zebeze. He knocked two stones together. He created a spark. And he made a fire. So we make a bracha on that type of fire. It was made by just created now. Motzei Yom Kippur Mashma Bracham Al Ur. The bracha of Ner on Motzei Yom Kippur. This was different than all of the Yom Tov. You couldn't make a fire. Now it's permitted to make a fire. So there's a benefit from the fire which you couldn't do before. So you make a bracha on that. There's a fire which was there the whole time. It was there during the time of Yom Kippur when you were Shaveh. So Pascha Anosa Mimeno by Yom, you refrained from using it. Now you're going to do that. But a new fire wasn't here, so you never refrained. So the bracha will not be proper. Okay, if Chal Yom Kippur be Shabbos, like this year, Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. But the Medina Levarach by Motzei Shabbos al Ur Zeh. You can use a new fire, Motzei Shabbos. What you could do is, but that much you definitely can be makel, if you light a Havdalah candle, or light a fire from that fire which is there, that's acceptable. If you made it now, it's the problem, not because you made it from stones. So what it says, some say that you can make a bracha on a miyamin rishon ve'elech. What does that mean? Miyamin rishon ve'elech, tes. Hanushaliku ner echon miyarisa shall have. So according to the Machab, first opinion, you only can use that ner that was which had been lit the whole Yom Kippur. But if you lit a fire from that, you cannot use that. The second one says, no. You lit a ner from that fire. So that's also mutter to use. That's an extension of that fire which was here before. So the Shulchan Aruch presents it as two opinions, and the Stam opinion is that you should not use it. However, he said before, in a case that falls on Motzei Shabbos, then you for sure can be makel to use that. Okay, one more. Yeah. Hey, Yisrael Sheilik Me'avdei Chachavim and Mevorachin Olav Motzei Yom Kippurim Abish Motzei Shabbos and Mevorachin Olav. If you lit it from a Goy's fire, so you can't use it for Motzei Yom Kippur. Shein Mevorachin Motzei Yom Kippurim Ela Mina Or Shabbos Mi'Vayayim. mamish. So the goy lit it on Yom Kippur. So that wasn't an or which was Shabbat that you, that was being refrained from being used. It was used by the goy. Or a fire which is lit from that fire which was fine. So they had the main lamps in the shul, which were, they were oil lamps. They would go the whole time. So those you could use. But a scenario where it was lit on Yom Kippur, Litzarach Yisrael Beheter, so that's included in the halachic usage. This is an or which you didn't use for something which is prohibited, you only use for something which is permitted, that's okay. And therefore, the best aid is to use is to do the Ner Shel Basic Knesses. Now, what's the problem? So Ner Basic Knesses was a Ner which you wouldn't use for anything else anyway, even if it wasn't Yom Kippur, because it was lit for the purpose of giving light in the shul. It wasn't proper to use it for other purposes. So you're not going to say, I was shyvis from using it because of Yom Kippur. You wouldn't use it for anything else anyway. Therefore, Yesh Amrim, Shen Lahavdol, Allah Elamel Likin Ner Achar Mimenu. You light a Ner from that, and then you would make Avdolah on the second Ner. But Nachon Lahavdol Al Shem Kibiyachad. The Eitz is really to put both together and do it like that. Then Lahadik Ner Echad Mi Beisak Knesses. Well, Yavdol Al Ner Atzma Shal Beisak Knesses Luchud. You do both together. That would be the Eitz. Shadin in the El Ayn Leel Simrei Tzadikes. You have it's an union of having a some type of celebration on Yom Kippur. Then he brings us a minute. Some people have a chumra. They sake of the yom. They have to do this Yom Kippur. A Torah person who has such a minute is able to be matir it if he had a charata. It's not advisable. We don't say that makes a simon, he's being makabal tanesim from Mutzi Yom Kippur. You don't say tachanun. Tzutz stands for tzitkoscha. The three sentences of tzitkoscha. The first one starts tzitkoscha. Second one starts with tzitkoscha. The third one starts with tzitkoscha. So tzari above tzari. Yom Kippur matzukas. They start preparing the sukkah immediately on Motzei Yom Kippur. They start Motzei Yom Kippur and they finish it off the next day. Okay, let's hold it here. I want to get Mishnah Berurah, but I can get Mishnah Berurah from Sif Yud. We're still, tomorrow night is in the shul, Bez Hashem, at 8 o'clock.